It is time now for Date Night, in which we are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar, where we talk about all the cool things that we do in the community and what you can do as well on Date Nights. How are you?
That's good. I like how you plug the name of the show in your...
In the description.
Yeah, which is always my favorite part in a movie or a TV show. Like, you know, when you go to a movie called Under Pressure and the cops in the precinct all look at each other and go, ah, this murderer has really put us under pressure.
Yeah.
And then I look at you and tap you on the shoulder and point at the screen.
Yeah.
And that's great. And then I sit there for 2 hours bored because the movie's actually
terrible. Yeah, they really like did their one big thing right at the very beginning, right? Yeah.
But that's my favorite thing in any movie or TV show or like song or whatever. Like when the title comes up organically, completely unplanned.
It's like whenever I'm teaching class, I always have a pet peeve and tell my students not to define a word by using the word. I'm like, what is citizenship? Well, it's the act of being a citizen, Aaron. Like, yeah, thank you very much. You've explained nothing.
Who are citizens? Well, they show high levels of citizenship. Of course.
You've explained nothing.
And they still somehow get a C.
Yeah.
Gotta love grading on a curve.
C for citizen.
Ooh.
Yeah. Cool. So this is Date Night.
Oh, that's right.
In which we make date night plans.
Yeah.
And we go out and do them. So every week we come in and we have a specific agenda.
We do, yes. We plan ahead.
We're going to be doing this week's date night is going to be this kind of date.
Right.
Like what dates that you can do when you want to save money. Dates that you can do when you've got tickets to DPAC and you want to do something in downtown Durham. But when we do date nights, and we do this pretty much every night, one of us always says to the other, where do you want to go? And
right.
The other one says,
give me three options.
Give me three options.
Okay.
And then that person has to come up with three different things.
Just on the fly. Off the cuff, yeah.
So I want to talk about that strategy for date night because I think that's a really cool, like we've come up with it organically,
right.
But it's a really cool approach. So each person gets to contribute in their own way. Like person A comes up with three places that they might want to go to, and then person B chooses one of those three, and then everyone's happy.
Yeah. Ooh, I want to pick apart this strategy. Like I love it. Like I like that. You know, 2 or 3 days a week, I have to figure out like options for dinner,
right.
Like options for going out for the weekend, and like 2 or 3 days a week, I get to be the decider.
Yes,
Aaron is terrible at this three option thing because he will often like suggest five things, and then I have to tell him, well, take your five, whittle it down to three, and then come back to me.
I like giving you options, but although occasionally, like if I give you four options, there's a reason why there's a fourth option. Like this is not really an option, but if it like really appeals to you, then we could do that one as well.
Yeah.
Like the other night when you said, give me three options, and I said, okay, here are three. And then the fourth option was St. James Seafood, which
right.
is now back open in downtown Durham after having been closed for 9 months after the gas explosion. But because it's just now open and it's like a big story, it was 7 o'clock when we were talking and they didn't have seats available until 9. So it was like, okay, so if you want to go to St. James, that's a fourth option. Just know that they only have tables at like 9, 9:30.
Yeah.
So that's like a 3.5 option.
Which, you know, immediately whittled it down to three for me, which is great. The problem that I have with the three option strategy, and I'm loath to say this because it's actually something that I like about the three option strategy,
yes.
is there's always at least one or two really familiar options. And then sometimes there's a third different one.
Like an unusual one.
Like an unusual one, whereas like there's never just a day where it's like, here are three places we never go.
Mm-hmm.
And now, by the like contract you and I have established over years of playing this three thing game, I have to pick a new place. And I'm very bad about doing that with you because sometimes I just want to go to, you know, like Page Road Grill
and
have a beer and quinoa salad.
Yes.
And sometimes I want to go to Town Hall Burger and get chicken tenders tossed in buffalo sauce.
Exactly. As I'm opposed to 12. A burger, which you should do at Town Hall Burger.
Okay, listen, but... I think that
at least it's Town Hall Burger and beer. So as long as you're and beering it, then you're
and
probably
I'm
okay.
usually and beering it.
Yeah.
I think little surprise for people who've listened to this for the past couple months. I'm driven by my what do I want to have with my dinner?
Right.
More than I am otherwise. But that's the challenge that I'm like laying out for you is we should endeavor like one night a week or one night every other week to have three options that are just new experiences, like get us out of the date night rut.
So just
as
like
it were.
no familiar choices at all.
Yeah,
okay, I can do that.
Like really throw down.
And when you're talking about new experiences, do you mean brand new experiences or, we only go to Hawthorne and Wood once every few months? I can throw that in there as well. Or does it have to be all brand new?
I think for 3 months, it's got to be net new.
Okay.
Let's get some new favorites in the rotation.
New favorites in the rotation.
I think
okay.
we probably have like 7 favorites. But like,
for
let's up that
week.
List of 7 to like 14 or
14.
20.
We can do that. So here's my question for date night. Like we've had this strategy for a while. We figured out the pros and the cons.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good strategy in general for a couple trying to figure out where to go. Because when it's just tell me where should we go to dinner,
right.
and you have to come up with one idea, then you come up with something and the other person rejects it, and then you got this back and forth. Mm-hmm. But if you come up with three, the other person picks one. I think that's a really good strategy. So when you are picking the three, here's
yes.
my question.
Okay.
What is your just sort of overarching approach to picking three options? What do you think about what do you keep in mind?
I think that the number one thing that I have to keep in mind with you is what did you have for lunch or what did you have for dinner before? Because, you know, sometimes I want to go and get pasta.
Right.
And then you go, oh, no, I had spaghetti for lunch. And I'm
That happened one time.
It happens all the time.
It happened a week and a half ago.
I think you can eat pasta for every meal and be fine, except for breakfast, because that's a little weird. But I keep in mind like what we've had recently, because I know that like too much samey-same is bad.
Right.
And then because it's like a pet peeve of mine, depending on when you get home from work, I also think about how long the place is open.
Yes.
I don't like going into a restaurant at like 9:30 when they close at 10.
Right.
Because we're going to be there till, you know, 10:15, 10:30, and people are stuck waiting for us to finish our beer or like finish eating our quinoa salad before they can clean
which
up
does
their home.
Kind of which lets a couple of places out because I work until 7 so even if I leave right at 7 I'm home at 7:20 or so and was it, I think Google Hub in Durham closes at 8, Refectory Cafe closes at 8, Foster's, like there's a really cool run of restaurants on 15501 that all close at 8, and they're all fantastic, and we haven't been there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the strategy for those is, like, keep in mind, like, what is a weekday place, and
what is
a weekend place.
There's also a difference between places you can go to on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday, and places that maybe should be avoided on Friday and Saturday night because they're going to be slammed.
Yeah, I mean, I think of dinner as very utilitarian, like between Tuesday and like Thursday, just because like we have to get in, we have to get out, we have to be done. But on the weekend, I don't mind like waiting 45 minutes for a table, or I don't mind doing something that you and I never do and like making reservations the day before.
Right, right.
It's like all my like, considerations like are not necessarily romantic or like not necessarily even like necessarily in your best interest or my best interest. Mm-hmm. It's just like, what is the most practical thing that we can do where I can also get a beer or a Manhattan to go with dinner? But that's my thought process. Like, how do you approach your give me three options?
I approach it in the way of I always try to give at least one familiar option that I know you like.
Uh-huh.
I always try to throw in one unusual option most of the time.
Right.
So there are occasional days when I'll throw out just three familiar options just because I know we haven't been there in a while.
Right.
I know what you like. I know you want to have a beer or Manhattan with dinner,
yes.
so I'm looking at that. And I'm also cognizant of how far I want to drive as well. So oftentimes the three options, you know, we live in Durham. Oftentimes they don't necessarily involve Carrboro unless we happen to be heading in that direction. And if we do happen to be heading in that direction, then great, these three Carrboro options, one or the other or the other. But yeah, one familiar option and one unfamiliar option that's out there, one option that's maybe not more expensive and one option that maybe is in case you feel like splurging. Yeah, basically that.
Yeah. So,
and then you think about what you want as well. Maybe on a given night I don't feel like having ties, so we take Boo off the list. Yeah. Maybe on a given night I don't feel like having
pasta
a burger,
because I had it for lunch. Yeah.
Or if we go to, I try to limit myself to one burger a week. So if we've already been to Town Hall Burger and Beer, then I probably won't suggest Alley 26.
Which is a mistake.
Could be, yeah.
You could get risotto. It's
you could
delicious.
Get risotto at Alley 26, yeah. But there are a couple burger places that we go to where like we default to the burger. So if we've already been to one of those places this week, I won't suggest it later. Until the next week rolls around, and then it's back on the top of the list.
Yeah. It's funny how like the food plan resets on a Sunday.
No. Okay, so give me three options for dinner tonight.
You know, we haven't had Thai food in a long time. I think that seems really good. I think that going to Tre Forni for pasta or pizza would be good because we're having tacos yesterday.
Both of those are familiar places.
They are. And the unfamiliar choice that I'm going to give you is somewhere that we've never been before. Somewhere that is delicious.
By the way, it's in this moment. I don't do Yelp, but I do TripAdvisor.
I do Yelp. And
you do Yelp
that
more.
That would be handy to have pulled up. But the third option.
Just TripAdvisor.com and Yelp's the same way. Just look for Durham restaurants or Chapel Hill restaurants or Carrboro restaurants, Hillsborough restaurants, Raleigh. Mm-hmm. And it gives you like a nice list. You can scroll down and be able, and it gives you a nice list. It's not perfectly ranked, but the rankings are generally okay, where the ones at the top are generally going to be the better restaurants, and the further down you go, in general, the quality level is going to drop. So you look at the first couple pages.
Anyway, your third option is tapas, Taberna Tapas, which
Taberna
we've
tapas.
Not been to.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Have we not been to Taberna Tapas?
Not together.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you going to be hungry for in like 2 hours? Because that's the driver.
I will think about it and get back to you.
Well, you've only got like an hour and 55 minutes at this point.
That's plenty of time. Yeah. That's all the time in the world.
Yeah, so long as you don't get held up after work.
And that is date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.